Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. So nice to be back with all of you.
Yes, it's wonderful to be back, and we are, this is a live transmission on June the 5th, 2014, just so we got that in there. Okay. Also, you're welcome to send in questions for the team during the show. You can email them to squirrel@wyom.net. Anytime during the show. You can also send questions prior to the show. Tonight's show, Dreaming Your New World. We're standing at a precipice overlooking a sea of unlimited possibilities for our personal new world. What are you wanting to create, and what are your dreams and desires? This is the time to plant the seeds and dream your new world and your new life. This is the middle of 2014, a turning point of unlimited possibilities. Are you ready to stand at this precipice with the confidence that you can truly create a new dream for your life? You know how to set intentions and change beliefs that limit you? Everything is new and all possibilities exist. Step into the new world with confidence filled with excitement and anticipation. Ponder, dream, meditate, ask your higher self and unseen friends for their support to dream your new dream. Imagine your world filled with love, peace, joy, success, and excitement. Are you willing to take the next steps? The team's, of course, going to join us tonight for some insights and answer some questions that people have sent in. And Squirrel, I know you've got an astrology report, don't you?
It seems like I have on daily. Oh, my gosh. So, yes, of course I do. And this one comes from Elizabeth Peru, and this is we're going into another Mercury retrograde, which I'm sure many people are already beginning to feel. And since last weekend's dredging up the old muck in our heads, there has been a lot of needless negativity being thrown around. Have you noticed this? And she urges you to do your best to take full responsibility for your own negative thinking rather than lashing out at someone else or trying to convince yourself that they are the problem when it's really you. So over the next 24 hours, you can expect an increase in mental activity. Watch your thoughts carefully, and if you are blaming other people as the cause of all your woes, then stop. It's never about them. It's always about you. We can never be in our power if we think that we feel the way we do because of others. How you feel is your choice. No one makes you feel anything. You choose. Consider using your time and very valuable energy behind something you love and support rather than what you are against. Also, get busy with cleaning out what no longer serves you. Jump onto your daily tasks. Whatever they are, especially what you have been avoiding, you'll feel lighter, more relaxed, and supported when you do. So, and this one comes now from Hair in the Moon, another one of my favorites. And she writes that mixed messages from you equals mixed messages from the universe. On the way to the solstice on June 21st, there's a veritable dust storm of whirling psychic debris, clutter, and toxicity to clear and cleanse. Venus is triggering the degree of April 29th Taurus eclipse, just as Mercury is at the standstill on the Aries point, and Mars is approaching Pluto in a repeat of the April 23rd's Grand Cross. The goddess, extra powerful in her own sign, is eclipsing anything and everything that no longer matches your frequency. I think that one's pretty huge right now. Are you feeling that?
Oh, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean... And then sometimes I think, how can that be? But it is. Anyway, let me continue. You'll see and feel it as dull, sticky, gray cobwebs covering those relationships, possessions, and situations that are draining you like vampires. The messenger is taking you on a guided tour of your dusty attic of outdated beliefs, of shadow sabotage, and unloving thoughts and habits. If you choose to release it all into the mists of time, to walk away without a backwards glance, You will lighten your load and lighten your life and create new possibilities and probabilities. Pay it forward and love it forward.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful.
I do too. But I do feel that that's what's happening. I think many of us are making changes so rapidly that we can't believe we're doing it. And then you kind of go, wow, I used to enjoy that or them or whatever. And the frequencies have just shifted.
Dramatically.
I know you have much to say about that. But so anyway, stay with it, my friends.
Yes, thank you, Squirrel. That's perfect for tonight. Okay, well, Lazarus has spoken about the importance of 2014. I've talked about it on the show before. He said that this is the year that we will all look back on and recognize it as the most significant during our time of what is referred to as ascension and transformation to the higher levels of light and consciousness. My personal experience in the last few weeks have shown me in a very direct way that he's absolutely right. As most of you know, maybe not all of you, my daughter was married, I don't even know now, a week or two ago. I've lost all track of time. And
it
she
was
created...
a week ago, wasn't it?
Last Sunday, whatever.
Last the end of
it
May.
It was a week ago Sunday. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay.
My daughter created a wedding event celebrating her marriage to a man that she spent the last 7 years creating a relationship with that would last and endure. And believe me, this has not been easy for either one of them, as they are from different cultures and different timelines, and they're both incredibly powerful and strong beings, so it was the ultimate challenge. But they worked through many lifetimes of unresolved issues and karma and finally celebrated their union in an event that was just so extraordinary, I can't begin to tell you. It was multicultural, we had belly dancers during dinner. We had an Irish band during cocktails. I mean, it was just off the map, and it was absolutely beautiful and fun. I mean, really fun. They shared their plans and their goals with me prior to the wedding, and I was in awe of their determination to create not only the life that they love, but the life of their dreams. And these weren't starstruck young lovers, but two people that had been through so many ups and downs and finally reached a place of security with so much ahead of them. Two strong individuals, different cultures, who've managed to join these cultures and create a blended support system. And I have to tell you, he's Romanian, and it was so much fun. The Romanian people are very loving. We actually had two ceremonies in the same day, one in the Greek Orthodox Church, and then a huge event that night. She was married by a Church of Religious Science minister, and who's also a very close friend of hers. Anyway, they have other plans that I'm not authorized yet to share, but look forward to doing so when I have permission. They are Creator Supreme. My greatest shock, however, was that I found myself alive and in love with Las Vegas again. And and I also knew that I wanted to be close to my daughter to share and support her and her husband in their new creations. Also, my daughter and I found a sense of connectedness we have never experienced in our lives. And it was exciting and it was wonderful. We were able to appreciate and love each other in an entirely new way. And there was lots of stress going on. So this was the test, to be able to do it during all of this time. This is also a relationship that I have worked on since she was born. This has never been an easy relationship, so to come to the place that we are was really big. And it was also easy for me to welcome my new son into the family, and I he and I have had our differences over the years, and it was, everything was so new, so different. And I mean, I really had to spend time thinking about what was really happening. And
well, Jackie, I have a question.
Yeah.
So if it isn't about them and it's about you, what is it about you that shifted, that you saw this whole thing so differently?
You know, I've done so much work on changing beliefs and healing myself. And at a very deep level, one thing about being out here in the country, it's given me the time and the space to do a tremendous amount of work and without a lot of distraction. You know? And, you know, I can truly say that because of that, I mean, and this, you know, I really had to get there and think, because from her perspective, she can't believe how different I am. And I find this so interesting, because I don't think we always realize, when we have gone through a lot of transformation, how different we may appear to other people. And especially family, you know, that's kind of what you don't expect. We were able to appreciate and love each other a whole new way that this never happened. You know, that was huge for me. Long and short is, I am moving back to Las Vegas. I find it actually very funny. I never thought, not for a moment, that I would be going back there. But I also found Las Vegas totally different, which I was amazed. And all the heaviness and so on and so forth that I'd experienced before, it really slapped me right in the face to realize I didn't see any of that. And I thought, oh, hell, I've changed.
Yes, I know, right?
This is not them. It's me. And everywhere I went, I mean, I was just welcomed with, oh, even to Whole Foods. I walked in, and I swear there were angels in the sky, because I was like, oh, my God, this store is here. So I stopped and asked one of the people that worked there, did you enlarge the store? And he looked at me like I had two heads, and he said, no. And I said, God, I don't even remember the store looking like this. It was, and, you know, I'm a Whole Foods buff. I mean, that I spend a lot of time at Whole Foods. But, and the stores here in California, which is an hour away from me to go to Whole Foods, is a little tiny postage stamp, and you're on top of people, and you're freezing, and I absolutely couldn't believe it. I was in heaven. Did I connect with a different version of the city? Yes, I really believe that I did. But again, my creation, I see everything different. I'm experiencing everything differently because I've changed. And, you know, do we align with a different version of reality when we change? Obviously. That one's a no-brainer. I found people loving, helpful, kind. I mean, it was just amazing. People rolled out the red carpet. My hairdresser was there, you know, and also came to the wedding with her mom. And, you know, it was just like, oh, everywhere I went, I was like, oh, God. You know?
A real homecoming, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, one of the people that worked at Whole Foods walked up and went, OMG, and gave me a huge hug. Where the hell have you been? And I just had to giggle, and I thought, you know, go figure. Anyway, and in this process, you know, I'm going to let go of a lot of things that I never thought I would let go of, you know, furniture and things that I've hauled around and drug out here. And it's so interesting, because I'm wanting to create things lighter, easier. I have a lot of beautiful things, but they're heavy, they're Asian. And it's like I just kind of want to change everything. And I think that's reflective of where I am, because I'm wanting to do things totally different, which is, go figure. So I really do realize that I've been caught up in a different, lighter version of reality. And all of a sudden I've got clients from Las Vegas that are calling me out of the blue that don't know I'm coming back and telling me about their experiences with star beings and extraterrestrials and all kinds of things going on. There's so many events, and Las Vegas has really rallied in that whole arena. Now, I've been here in California where I couldn't even tell people what I did, especially where I live here. And so it was just absolutely amazing to me. I mean, people have been calling me, you know, I've got a birthday party. Are you here yet? You know, I'm like, no, it was 2 weeks ago. Not even 2 weeks, now that I think about it.
No.
And so, at any rate, certainly further confirmation that it's the right thing for me to be doing. And one thing I know about the team, if it wasn't right, it absolutely, I would not have seen it the way I saw it. That part I'm absolutely clear about. You know, my dream is not everyone's dream. Okay, I don't expect people to move to Las Vegas or go live by their daughter. She wants me to live within a block, which I think is hysterical, but we have so much fun together. And because we're very close in age, way too close, actually, I had her very young. But because we're both creators, it was so exciting to be around her because she sees no limits. And I think this was the huge eye-opener for me, is that I'd been around people that are dealing with aging and talking about aging, and it's, you know, a very dominant factor here, and I'm always going the other direction, and of course everybody thinks I'm crazy, not that I care, but I realized that this was, and my daughter, God bless her, is a wonderful product of being told her whole life there was nothing she couldn't do. but I will say this to all of you. Your dreams are just around the corner, and they're sitting in your consciousness, and your higher self is holding them for you. Whatever those dreams may be, and certainly they're not my dreams. You know, we know that I just kind of operate on a series of blips and bleeps, and wherever I'm supposed to be in the moment just happens. We've all been working on changing our beliefs and creating intentions and healing our past and our lineage. And this is such an incredible time to allow yourself to write intentions about, as Bonnie says, how you want to feel. And I would say if you were going to be guided by anything, that's the key. How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel alive, excited, loved, happy, you know, in the flow of what you want to do, the way you want to do it, without it being a struggle? This is such a big thing. For me, it was the feeling and my desire about how I wanted to feel that's created the change for me. There is absolutely no question about that. And one of my personal greatest desires has been to bring my family together in a peaceful and cohesive way. And I've got very strong, very powerful women in my family, four generations. And there isn't a wimp in the bunch, including my son. So, you know, it's plus my son. And you know, we pose for photos with four generations of women from me down. And to see them all gathered together and the whole family for these photos, we did a whole photo shoot in the park just casually, and it was really something to see everybody together and recognize how unique they are. And my son, of course, was there and, you know, healed, really committed to his program and not only his program sobriety, but to all that he's learned in the process. He is incredibly grateful for the experience that he's been through, and that this is the first time I've seen him since I moved to California. Remember, though, and I do mean this seriously, we are never done healing, growing, changing, and expanding. So no matter how many times we think that we've hit the pinnacle, the panacea, there's always more. And, you know, in talking with Bonnie, and I talk an awful lot, and as extraordinary as her life is, she's always setting new intentions, always working on beliefs. There is never a time that I know this woman that she's not doing that and working with how she wants to feel. She is an incredible inspiration for me. And I love her because she does hold me accountable. You know, when I say something, she's like, really? You know. So what do all of you want to create? I mean, everybody's got their dreams on the burner. Some dream. And or feelings of how they want to feel. You know, it's more than I want the love of my life. What you're really wanting is to feel loved and to have someone available to allow you to love them, that's mutually supportive, that, you know, where it's spontaneous, it's intimate, it's loving, there's compatibility, there's, you know, a joining of consciousness at some level. You may not meet somebody just like you, and that's okay too. So what do you want to create? What is your dream? And we know everybody's dream is world peace and the healing of humanity and Mother Earth. I mean, that kind of comes with the territory. We all came in for that purpose. Squirrel and I were talking about this earlier, and Squirrel, you were talking about Normandy and that being a pivotal time. I guess it's the anniversary today. And
today's the 70th, yeah, which when a lot of us came, started to come onto the planet.
That's true. And, of course, I go back to the atomic bomb because that is so strongly in my consciousness that my assignment, certainly I wanted to come, was give humans a bomb and they're going to blow up the planet, you know. So something's got to change, okay?
Right.
And, but... So we get back to what do you want to create in your own life and how big can you dream? And, you know, I caution people about prosperity and those kinds of things. You have to take action steps. It's not just about creating intentions. It's not just about changing beliefs, but it's acting on them. If you're sitting in the house and you have no source for money, and you're expecting to be a millionaire or a 100,000-aire, I don't care what the number is, it's not realistic. You know, you always hear, God helps those that help themselves. I have to say, you have to act on your dreams. You have to take action steps. You can take them elegantly and easily, or you can be like me and plow through them. Either way, hopefully you do it elegantly and easily. That's the preference. And, you know, what is it that you want to feel? Is it love, feeling prosperous, or, you know, a wonderful career, or a sense of safety, or health, or maybe all of those? And you have to remember what incredibly powerful creators you are, because all you have to do is look at your lives. If you've created abundance, an abundance of what you don't want, tweak it, heal it, and know that you created it and no one else. When you really own that, you can redirect your energy and change whatever's standing in the way of creating love instead of loneliness. Health instead of illness, prosperity instead of struggle, and joy instead of malaise. It really is up to us. I think the most difficult thing everybody really has to come face to face with is that God doesn't send it to us, we create it. We are powerful creators. And, you know, I've had 9 days of watching powerful creators around me, and I was just in awe of watching them bring their dreams, their ideas into reality and take no prisoners in the process. That's my daughter. I mean, when she decides something's going to be a certain way, it's going to be that way. And she's so intelligent and so organized, on top of being incredibly creative and powerful, that it's really amazing to watch. And this is why, again, I celebrate this marriage, because this is the first man that's ever really been able to handle her, and I love him. We're not letting him go. So the two weddings in one day was perfect. You know?
He must have had a blast with all the events and parties and
ceremonies. My word. Can I tell you? And what was really fun was melding all the cultures. And it was such a multicultural event. So many people flew in from Morocco, from Lebanon, from Romania, from, I can go on and on, from all the countries. And so it was an amazing time to see all these cultures together. And my daughter works with a multicultural group. On top of that, Darrell, of course, was in the Olympics from Romania as a gymnast. And so he's very loved in his country, and the Romanian people are very strong in Las Vegas, there's a huge Romanian community there, which I was really surprised, but they're wonderful people, and they're so loving. And yeah, it was just amazing. Everywhere you turned, it was just amazing.
Can you speak to the joining of the divine masculine and feminine that you may have felt at the wedding? I'm sure you.
Oh my God! Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
Bonnie and Richard flew in for the wedding, and the facility that she chose, not in a million years could I have imagined how incredible that place was going to be at night. And there were trees everywhere, and they all had the fairy lights in them, all different colors. It was just absolutely stunning. And I watched the energies come in and encircle them. And this is soul energy. It is the divine masculine, divine feminine blending together. It was incredible. And I think this is why the baby absolutely would not move. She sat on Michelle's dress between she and the minister and would not budge, never said a word, never made a peep. She was just completely enraptured in the entire experience. But the energies were extraordinary. It was magical. And it was interesting because we did the church ceremony earlier in the day, and separate wedding dress, separate flowers, separate everything. And I never shed a tear. It was not, you know, it was a very joyful ceremony. It was done in Romanian, and so you didn't know what anybody was saying anyway. But the one that night was so powerful to watch those energies come in and to see these two who had worked through so much to be together, that it was extraordinary. And it really is the bringing together of the divine masculine and feminine. And what I found really interesting is that as a culture, they're very embracing of family. And so they want to be surrounded by family. That's so much a part of their culture. And they value what you have to say. There's a tremendous value to what the feminine brings into the relationship. It's really quite amazing. And a tremendous honor between he and I in terms of, you know, we can talk and he really listens. He calls me mom. I think it's just precious. But it was beautiful. When you see the energies come in, literally they come in a circle. And then they begin to circle around each person, masculine, divine masculine and feminine, and then literally weave together both of them so that it's literally a blending of the souls. Beautiful. And for people, I don't know if anybody else sees, I know a lot of people do, but when you see this take place, you realize how amazing the, and I'll use the word sacrament of marriage really is, because you are making a huge commitment. And for those of you who've had divorces, good idea to remember to unweave. You know, I've talked about that in older shows too. There's a whole process for that, but it was beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. So it just, I want to reiterate about this year and also this month. I think it's really interesting that we're going into a Mercury retrograde and everybody's talking about it not being like a normal Mercury retrograde. And what's your take on that, Squirrel, in terms of how you're feeling about this Mercury retrograde? Because it feels very different. Squirrel, are you there? Hello? Okay, Squirrel's back. Yes, thank you. We lost you for a moment.
I don't know. I thought I was here. I was making comments. I guess you didn't hear me.
No, we didn't. All right, try it again.
Sorry. Okay, yes, I do feel this is a different Mercury retrograde. I feel that it's more personal than external.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I see it. I mean, a lot of times we think that it's happening to us, but this time I feel like it's what we're changing within us. We're reflecting on what no longer serves really us. It's not like, oh gosh, so-and-so missed their appointment. That happens too, because I'm getting that. Or once they want to change an appointment last minute. But it's real. I feel like it's more internal right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And you've got to find your own passion, your own happiness, and where you want to be. And really, the blame game is over. It never worked. It's really not working now.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, it really isn't. And I also see, just for everybody's edification, I see a lot of people getting ready to make their transition right now in this year. Have you noticed that in your own experience, Squirrel?
I have, actually. And not people that I know personally, but I have been seeing sort of an exodus right now. I don't, you know, a lot of times I think it's just because of somebody's age. That generation seems to be, you know, they've done their role and now it's time to go. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we have various exits, you know, that come up that are kind of a doorway for people who can say, okay, I'm done. I'm out. You know, this is it. I got it this far. I'm gone. You know?
I've said that before, but I've said that a lot of times.
Yeah, but you didn't get to leave. So,
yeah. Well, I guess I didn't. I'm
no,
still
you
here.
Didn't.
I'm still kicking around.
Yes, you are. No, I happen to. I have some people that are very close to, you know, I'm very close to that are very close to making their transition. I'm really, and these are old family members in my old marriage and people that I know have met as acquaintances and so on, not clients. But so I'm finding it very, very interesting. And these are things that came on quickly. just boom. Okay, well, I know we've got a couple of questions. I'm going to go into channel.
Yes. We have
to try not to leave, okay?
No, I'm not leaving now.
Okay, good. Well, I meant also on the phone, okay?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Okay, good. All right. Well, you two are enjoying yourselves. All right. Welcome, everyone. So good to be with all of you tonight, your nighttime. Yes, this is an incredible time for all of you. Some of you are going to hear what the channel said. And some of you may not. And that's all right, too. You have time. But we will tell you that the energies this year certainly support things that you've had kind of on the back burner. All right? Someday I'll just maybe some of you we know are tired. You feel like it's been a very long and arduous journey. And many of you have done a tremendous amount of work of healing, of changing, a beautiful commitment to change your lives, to change your beliefs, to heal the past, to get out of blame, as you so beautifully brought up tonight, Squirrel, and to take responsibility for creating your lives in a new way. In a new way. Your work is never done, people. And even when you make your transition, you'll continue to learn and work and because you'll always want to go further. And we know for many of you, you think, well, we're further than this? Oh, goodness, yes. And then there's the next level and the next level and the next level. You'll never tire of it because you're on the way home, ultimately, all of you. To reunion, to reuniting, to absolute oneness. And that will come. For many of you that we know, well, you're going to want to be on to the next assignment, the next thing, the next. A lot of you are adventurers, even though you may feel tired in this lifetime. But you'll be amazed when it's over how quickly you realize, oh, wait a minute. I want to do this again. Except I'm going to change a few things. This year. Support you in creating things in a way that you've never done before. Bringing in things that you've truly wanted, and some of you almost afraid to dream that you could have. Now, we address how tired you are because we can feel you. We understand. this month, this period of this month, definitely a time to reflect, definitely a time to reassess what's important for you, not for anyone else. If you're in a partnership, obviously you want to take them into consideration. But you create your reality, including the version you're experiencing of your partners. By the end of June, you might feel like you've been wrung out a little bit. But don't let that period stop you from working with beliefs, because you're going to find you're going to be able to go deeper. You're going to see things. Some of them you may not want to see at all, but you're going to see them. Oh, crap, I've been carrying this belief around forever, and look what it's got me. Damn it. Or I've been angry with this situation, this parent, this ex-partner. Time to heal it now. And set myself free from that experience. Instead of anchoring myself in by carrying blame and anger. Things you really don't want to do. Time to forgive. Time to sit and truly to ponder. What is it that I really want? What's truly important to me? And don't just stop with a thing. Journal, write it out. How do I want to feel? And if I have this thing, how will I feel? How is it going to change my life? What behaviors do I need to change? What steps do I need to take that are different than what I've done in the past? Truly, for all of you, if you take the steps, if you do the work, and this Mercury retrograde will be a time to really do that, to really sit with beliefs, to really write intentions, get down gut level, you know, dirty, down and dirty, you say. What do I really want? How do I really want to feel? And then really look at what have I had to believe for me to be where I am now? Find those beliefs. Some of you say, well, it's difficult to find my beliefs. We recommend for those of you to find someone that you trust enough that you could share with and ask them, all right, let's help each other change our beliefs. Maybe you see things in me I don't see. And maybe I see things in you you don't see. Let's help each other. And dear ones, work with your higher self, whether you actually hear them or not. Ask for their help. Dear higher self, please help me to know what beliefs are standing in my way. I'll pay attention to all the little things around me because I know it's going to come in here or there, or maybe just pop into my head. You'll be so excited that you did the work. So excited by the time 2014 comes to a close. You will know that you wrung out everything you could out of these wonderful opportunities to change your life. Knowing, again, that there's more. Nothing is the end-all and be-all. For some of you, maybe. I want to have impact. And you can spend years with that intention, examining beliefs. And we do mean this. About how to have impact, how much the negative ego is going to jump in there, comparing yourself to others. We could go on and on and on and on. But you're all ready to do this. That's the exciting part. And you're connected enough to do it. All right, Squirrel, you've got questions for us.
I do. Our first question is from Yolanda, and she writes, "My dearest team, first of all, I would like to thank you for all your love and support, which I am very grateful for. For about 6 months now, I have been dreaming, standing at this precipice, overlooking into my new world. I was so surprised to hear that the topic was regarding the dream I have been having for 6 months now. I can see myself standing at this precipice with confidence that I can create the beautiful life I love, full of love, joy, happiness, excitement, success, peace, harmony, very prosperous and abundant with a life I love very much. But once I am about to step into my splendorous life I have created, I feel like all of a sudden something pulls me back, leaving me feeling disparity and a feeling like something is missing. I have been wondering if there is something still blocking me from obtaining my dream. Can you please help me? What can I do to pinpoint what is causing me to feel this way? My love and appreciation, Yolanda."
Okay, Yolanda. Again, hopefully you're listening to the show tonight. And if you are, then you understand. It's about self-examination. It's really sitting with all the beliefs that we know you've changed a lot, but go through them again. Work with them again. Do I still hold this belief that I think I changed? Damn it, yeah, a little. Okay, put a mark by that one. And look at your life to see if you really hit home with it, you see. There's something there for you. Something. Whether it's old anger, resentment, frustration, even blame. All right? And then look at forgiveness. Who do I need to forgive and why? You know, we've talked in the past about re-scripting. And if there's an incident in your life that turned out very poorly, go back and re-script it. Give that version of you a different outcome. You You have the tools, Yolanda. But you need to sit with it. Ask your higher self for help to discover what things still need adjustment. We'll use that word. Maybe it's fear. Maybe you're afraid that you didn't do it good enough. Whatever it is, it's there. Now we're going to be working with all of you tonight, and we'll see what we can do to assist you in that. Know that we love you, dear one. And we know that you'll get to the bottom line. The reason you're being held back is because there's some unfinished business. Still some things you're carrying. Trying to earn love. Trying to be enough. Something in there, Yolanda, that doesn't allow the good things to stick, all of them. We know a lot of things are sticking for you very well. Spend time working with them. And know that we love you, dear one. Thank you for sending in your question. And Squirrel, you've got another one?
I do, and this one is from Sandra. She writes, "Dear team, so good that you're all back. My question for tonight's show is as follows. On the recommendation of a friend, I have just received the book called Zero Limits by Joe Vitale. I am very excited about reading this book. It is based on a secret Hawaiian system teaching you how to access the void where everything manifests from and bypassing all beliefs, religions, cultures, etc. Have you heard of this system, and is it a good and easy system to use to help manifest your dreams? It's the Ho'oponopono prayer. It goes on to say, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you."
Oh, dear Sandra. All right. Here's what we're going to explain to you. This is a very old process. However, the reason it worked was because people were told that it worked, and they believed that it worked, and so they allowed themselves to create. Now, does it really bypass everything and go right to the core? Because the question we would have is, who is this prayer being said to? All right? In other words, what is the source, the recipient of this prayer? I'm sorry, I love you, etc., is lovely. And there are some wonderful things in the entire process. But Sandra, you've got the tools. You, above all people, have the tools. You've got the book, the map. Bonnie has a wonderful thing called the 1-Minute Manifestor. We would tell you if you were going to use anything on a regular basis to create, that's probably one of the best things out there. And it's built on emotion, etc. People are always looking for a shortcut, right? We love this and we understand. We're not trying to burst your bubble, dear. But we also know how powerful you are. We know people who have practiced this and so on. Can we say that they have dramatic changes in their lives? No, not at all. You see, ultimately, you're functioning in an illusion. And the only thing that you came here to experience was emotion. And to play with limitation. And to find the keys to shifting that by taking back your own personal power, remembering who you really are. Those are the tools. And we mean this sincerely. We would never say to you, don't do what Mr. Vitale has in his book. But if you're going to do it, you better believe it all the way. Whether it's that prayer or bowing to the east or whatever else it may be. That developed out of a very simple people. A very simple people. They didn't have a lot going on in their consciousness about, certainly not about beliefs and intentions and all of that. And so they focused their energy on something very simple. But make no mistake, Sandra. You create your reality, no exceptions. There are tools you can use, but you are always responsible for the creation.
And I'm sorry, we're going to have to stop for the evening.
All right. Let's just take a moment here. Thank you. And thank you, Sandra. You know we love you. All right. Here's what we want to say to all of you. We would love to work with you tonight or whenever you listen to this recording. You call us in and ask, please show me in some way what I may be missing in all my work, some belief or an intention or an experience that needs to change. And we and your higher selves and your guides will come in tonight if you call us in. Make certain you incorporate them as well. And know, everyone, that we love you so very much. We love to see all that you're doing, all that you're creating, all you're exploring. And Sandra never stopped exploring, by the way. And the same for you, Yolanda. Dear Squirrel, we thank you for being here tonight. And as always, your beautiful energy. And we thank all of you for tuning in. Our total, complete, unconditional love to each and every one of you. Namaste. Okay, are we on the air?
I think we're right at the top. So.
Okay, good night, okay. Everybody. I love
good
you
night.
So much. Squirrel, I love you. So good to be back with you, honey.
Oh, ditto. Love everybody. Sweet dreams, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.